A Bloomington Normal expert on childhood abuse says there's hope for traumatized children who are being separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. GLT's Eric Stock talks with Lisa Piper, regional vice president of Children's Home and Aid in Bloomington, who says healing often goes on for years.
We know that it's traumatic for children to be separated from their parents. We've learned that in the field of social work. And we know the trauma that it causes the children, and we also know if that does have to happen, if children have to be separated from their parents, we know how to do it to try and minimize the trauma as much as possible. So it just makes me think and hope that folks are, you know, following those lessons and doing things in a way that mitigates the trauma rather than exacerbates it.
So what are some of those steps to minimize?
Sure, absolutely. What we've learned is that, of course, the younger the child, the harder it is. The trauma for them, because they can't process what's happening to them, they don't have the language skills yet. So lots of physical reassurances to those children. You don't want to necessarily change their environment. You know, don't take the clothes off them that they've been wearing, or take their favorite little blankie, even if it might be dirty or a little bit tattered. So we've learned that kids who do have to be separated from their parents do better if they can stay together with their siblings. That really helps mitigate the trauma. If they can possibly stay with an adult that they know and have a relationship with, that mitigates the trauma. If they can have visits, regular visits that they can count on with their parents while they're separated, that helps mitigate the trauma. And these are all lessons that we've learned in the Illinois child welfare system with kids who come into foster care.
Now, you had said the younger they are, the more traumatic it is. Is there a cutoff, though? Can they be too young to even be aware of what's going on around them?
Very young children are still going to experience a sense of loss. It's going to be different for them. They can't put it into words. I mean, these are kids who sleep may have, then their sleep's disrupted, their appetite's disrupted. And they can't ask questions, and they can't process. If somebody says, oh, you'll get to see mommy and daddy on Thursday, or you'll get to see your big brother and big sister tomorrow, we're going to have a visit, that baby is not going to understand. And so what do babies do when they're upset and they're a little discombobulated? They cry a lot. They fuss. They don't sleep well. And little children can experience trauma. It's just different from them. I mean, imagine what an 11-day-old and an 11-week-old and an 11-month-old and then an 11-year-old child. Each one of those children is going to experience trauma as a result of being separated from their family, but it's going to be different given where they are developmentally.
And what is the likelihood that that trauma stays with them long term? And does that depend also on the age in which they're experiencing this?
It depends on a lot of different factors. You know, I have to believe as a social work professional that it can be better. A lot of the programs that we have here at Children's Home and Aid are put in place to help kids heal from trauma. And we see children heal every day. Again, if you mitigate the trauma in the beginning as much as possible, and then you offer supportive services, whether that's play therapy, or there's an awesome therapeutic modality out there called TheraPlay that actually helps a child and caregiver bond and attachment, that can be especially helpful for a child that's being cared for by a quote-unquote stranger, you know, someone that they don't know. So absolutely there are ways to mitigate the trauma. There are ways to help the child heal. Will the child be impacted? Yes. Does that mean doom and gloom forever? No. It just means, though, that there's some work that needs to be done to make sure that it isn't doom and gloom.
As someone who has been watching this, I gather, over the past couple of days, the situation that has unfolded along the border, how confident are you that these children are getting any sort of care along those lines to make sure that they are not traumatized?
I don't think that's a question I'm probably competent to answer. You know, I would hope that, you know, that we have learned our lessons over the last 40 plus years in the child welfare system, and that folks have paid attention and taken that information to heart and understand that, okay, separations, when they do have to happen, they can be scary, they can be traumatic, but there are things we can do to make them better. I mean, I fervently hope that that's the case.
Does it matter what the nature of the separation is about for a child who is old enough to understand it to some extent? Parents go away sometimes because of divorce, or if there is an accident, a parent goes away to jail or something along those lines. This different from all of those. Can a child who's a little bit older understand that, and does that impact how they respond?
Separation is separation, and a child who's not able to be with their parents, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say they're not going to really care why. They're just going to know that mom and dad are gone, or their siblings are gone, and all of a sudden they're alone. How that came to be is not going to matter quite so much. And why I say that, what we found in the child welfare system, even children who are abused and neglected and have to be taken away from their biological parents because of that abuse and neglect, those children don't ever say, thank you for getting me out of that horrible home where those people were hurting me. They're upset. They miss their mom and dad. They just want, you know, that abuse and neglect to stop. They don't want to be separated from their family. So kids just know that mom and dad aren't there, and why, it doesn't really matter to them. My guess is going to be they're probably hoping that the grown-ups involved in their lives are figuring that out and are looking out for them.
And so when you see the images on TV, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I've really tried to stay away from some of what's going on with the media. I worry about any child and separation. My almost 4-year-old grandson goes to our daycare center, and his favorite teacher in the whole world is out for 2 days because she's helping a relative with actually a great thing. A relative had twins, so she's helping. But all he knows is Miss Caitlin, his favorite teacher in the world, wasn't there this morning, and he didn't want me to leave him. And this is our daycare center here, where he knows I'm right across the parking lot, and he's been coming here for his whole life. So it was still, I don't want to say traumatic and make Miss Caitlin feel bad, because of course, you know, she should have her day off to help her family. But I really try not to get sucked down that rabbit hole of watching, because it's just, and you don't know if what you're seeing is representative of everything that's happening, or, you know, things being taken out of context. So, you know, I'm just doing a lot of hoping for the best at this point.
That was Lisa Piper of Children's Home and Aid in Bloomington with GLT's Eric Stock.